Enron, the failed energy giant, has fired Arthur Andersen as its auditor. Andersen had to sign off on Enron's accounting practices, which kept billions of dollars of debt off the balance sheets and sent the one-time Wall Street darling into the largest Chapter 11 bankruptcy in history. Enron is starting to look for a new external auditor, and Andersen has started a campaign to clean up its reputation. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The chief executive officer of Arthur Andersen, Joe Berardino, says every day he and the company's 85,000 employees wake up to see something reported about their firm.
This whole situation is a crisis. My profession is in crisis, and my firm is being questioned. And we feel the best way to deal with it is to be very open and let people see the real Andersen.
For the Big Five accounting firm, it's crisis management time. Andersen has hired outside public relations help and more lobbyists as it tries to reassure the public and its clients that the firm's audits can be trusted. When the company disclosed it had destroyed documents relating to Enron's finances and accounting practices, its reputation suffered. Another blow came this week when congressional investigators revealed the company's internal memos, which showed they knew of critical issues surrounding Enron's accounting practices. Now Andersen is taking steps to limit the damage. In full-page newspaper ads, CEO Berardino outlined the steps the company has taken so far, including the firing of Andersen's chief auditor on the Enron account in Houston.
This was an attempt, frankly, to get our story across rather than have our clients and our people see things written about us where we don't always have a chance to respond.
Company officials say there will be no big damage control media campaign, but if needed, there may be more ads. Mark Pettit, who heads Creation, a public relations firm in Atlanta, has coached executives on how to deal with crisis situations. He says Arthur Andersen is starting to take steps that are essential for a troubled company.
First and foremost, you have to appear responsive to a crisis like this. I've told clients in the past that the longer you hide, the deeper the hole. And companies like Andersen, you have to come out and put a face on the company to show that you have a handle on the situation. The problem here is that you can't blame a cowboy in Houston for a problem that has clearly emanated from headquarters in Chicago.
And the auditor who was fired for destroying documents is laying the blame squarely on Arthur Andersen, telling congressional investigators he was just following advice from the firm's lawyers. Andersen is not alone in its troubles. Embarrassing episodes for the Big Five accounting firms have led to widespread calls for change in how they are supervised. Yesterday, the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission proposed a new, tougher supervisory body for accountants. The former head of the SEC, David Reuter, says Arthur Andersen will also have to make tough choices of its own.
They should surely be looking internally as to whether their procedures are correct.
For instance, examining whether there are enough safeguards for the company's auditing practices. Andersen says it will announce changes in a few days, and Reuter says it's unlikely this scandal will bring the accounting firm down.
They're going to take a lot of hits in terms of attracting new clients and perhaps keeping their own clients. Certainly public criticism is going to be great, but my thought is that you have here an organization which is composed of people who really care about their profession, and it will survive.
And that's a message Arthur Andersen is sure to stress as it continues its campaign to stay in business. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.